time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. Dean, is Michelle Obama everywhere lately because she's got a book out or something? What's going on with her?
Yes, she is, and she's appearing on all the talk shows. And yesterday she was on Sherry Shepherd's show. Try saying that one time slowly. But Sherry also grew up in Chicago, so they had something in common, talking about growing up in Chicago and remembering some great landmarks along the way. Yeah, I used to hang out in Funtown as well. I could have sang that jingle along with them. It was on TV all the time. But how funny is that, how some things just stay with you no matter, you know, what your age is?
Yeah, that's a real South Side slice of life there.
Big time.
As long as we're talking about famous Chicagoans, we have to acknowledge the Pope. And he was, I guess, talking about movies, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm not so sure I like him, you know, getting into the film critic business. We don't need anybody else crowding this field up a little bit. But I guess if anybody can, Pope Leo certainly can. He is hosting a special audience of Hollywood A-listers at the Vatican. Chris Pine will be there, Viggo Mortensen, Alison Brie, Dave Franco, Monica Bellucci, Kate Blanchett. Spike Lee is going to be there, Gus Van Sant, among many others. His intention is to deepen the dialogue with the world of cinema and explore the possibilities that artistic creativity offers to the mission of the church and promotion of human values. So very nice. So somebody asked him, what are your favorite movies? And it's a pretty approachable list, I think, that he brought up. His five favorite movies, It's a Wonderful Life, that we're going to see nonstop on television coming up pretty soon. The Sound of Music, Robert Redford's Ordinary People that was shot in Lake Forest, and Roberto Benigni's Life is Beautiful from 1997, all with very uplifting messages and morals. So I think a pretty great list.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you'd expect. You wouldn't expect Fatal Attraction to be
right
on that list.
Or Terminator.
50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
Toy Story 5 is coming. What do we know about this?
Well, they released a teaser trailer for the fifth installment now of, you know, one of the greatest animated franchises of all time. And all the old toys are still there. Woody and Buzz and you name it. They're all there. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. And the premise of this, you can go on YouTube and watch the trailer for yourself. I don't think it's too much of a spoiler, but a package arrives at the house. It is a toy from an online seller, just to keep it contemporary. And the toy inside the box is a tablet. It's an electronic toy, which
of course
they've, you know, all these other toys, these little dolls and things have never had to deal with. So it seems like that's going to be the premise of the whole thing. The movie's not going to come out until June of next year, so we've got plenty of time. But if you want to get a first look at it, just hop on YouTube and it's there for you.
Dean, I was sorry to hear about the passing of Sally Kirkland. She was in hundreds of movies and TV shows,
oh my gosh,
wasn't she?
So many. She is a Golden Globe winner. She was Oscar nominated for her 1987 role in the movie Anna. But she stayed pretty active until her health began to fail her about a year or so ago, when she was diagnosed with dementia. She passed away yesterday in hospice care. She was in 250 films and TV productions, including JFK and Bruce Almighty, comedies, dramas, independent films. She really did it all. She was quite the actress. Worth going and, you know, checking out her filmography and you know, renting or you know, streaming some of her new movies. That was very blockbuster of me, wasn't it? Say, go rent her movies.
let's go over what's coming soon to a streaming channel near you.
Yeah, we've got lots of good ones that are coming out this week, including a new children's animated feature called In Your Dreams. It is on Netflix, and it's a animated film about a couple of kids who travel through the land of their own dreams to find the Sandman, the legendary Sandman, to help keep their parents from splitting up. It's a sweet movie, and one I think the kids are going to love. Christmas movies are coming at us like crazy. The latest is from the Jonas Brothers. It is, oddly enough, called A Very Jonas Christmas Movie. And it is the Jonas Brothers pretty much stuck in a planes, trains, and automobile type adventure. They have just got to get home for Christmas, but everything in the world is not cooperating. How are they going to do it? You can see it starting Friday on Disney Plus and also on Hulu. Alicia Silverstone and Oliver Hudson have a new holiday movie that's called A Very Merry Xmas, in which they play a divorced couple who have the holidays together, even though they don't really want to. They're kind of forced to. We also have Kevin James with a new one that is called Playdate, two stay-at-home dads pulled into a high-stakes intrigue in this comedy. Alan Ritchson co-stars. It's on Amazon Prime. The Alicia Silverstone movie, by the way, is on Netflix. Billy Bob Thornton is back in season two of Landman, this great Western series that is from Yellowstone creator Tyler Sheridan. Demi Moore, Sam Elliott are co-starring it. You can see it starting Sunday on Paramount Plus. Claire Dane and Matthew Rhys are starring in a new series called The Beast in Me, about a reclusive author who decides to make her new neighbor the subject of her new book, even though he may be a murderer. That begins streaming tomorrow. And I've been waiting for this. It's season two of Palm Royale, this wonderful series with Kristen Wiig and Carol Burnett and Laura Dern and Ricky Martin and so many more. It is streaming now on Apple TV+. The documentary, two documentaries, Bob, I think you'll want to see. One takes a look at the lives and loves of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. It's called One to One, John and Yoko. And also there is a new documentary that's great called Being Eddie, about the life and career of the great Eddie Murphy. That is running on Netflix right now. Sesame Street has moved over to Netflix now. That's brand new. So you got plenty to choose from over the weekend.
Is that Lennon documentary on Netflix as well?
The Lennon documentary,
Being Eddie, is
on HBO Max.
Got it. And
starts Friday.
My wife made me watch Park Royale. So I guess I'll be watching another season of that.
I
didn't go for it, no.
Yeah, I guess I see that. I guess I do.
You've got a celebrity chef working with you on TV in about an hour.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, we do. I'm very excited. One of the world experts in Greek and Mediterranean cooking is going to be joining me. She hosts the PBS TV series My Greek Table. She runs cooking classes on her home island of Ikaria in Greece. That's a blue zone island in Greece. And I think she's great. She's got a new cookbook out about Athens, the food of Athens, Greece. And she and I are going to be Greeking it up at about 9:30 today. We'll try not to set anything except the cheese on fire.
Saganaki would be good. All right, that's on WGN-TV. And the Blue Zone, those are the areas where people live the longest and stay healthy.
Everybody lives to be 100 on these places. She's got this new cookbook is about Athens recipes, but she's written 18 cookbooks, many of them specifically about the foods of Ikaria. So I think it's fascinating. I love her show, obviously. It brings back a lot of memories of my mom and my grandmother cooking.
Send over some leftover pasticcio if you get around to making that.
Got a pan right waiting for you.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.